Patients in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease can lose their sense of smell. Scientists at the University of Pennsylvania have found that a smell test can help detect a condition called mild cognitive impairment earlier than a memory assessment alone can. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Anne Hoffman reports.
Dr. David Rolfe, an assistant professor in psychiatry, studies the relationship between smell and neurodegenerative diseases, such as Alzheimer's.
The sense of smell gives us kind of a window into the brain. We can use the nose as a window into the brain.
In particular, his research has opened a window on identifying mild cognitive impairment, which the Mayo Clinic calls an intermediate stage between expected cognitive decline of normal aging and the more serious decline of dementia.
The most traditional way of screening for mild cognitive impairment or Alzheimer's disease is to give a memory test. And that works pretty well when somebody has full-blown Alzheimer's disease. But in the preclinical stage, those cognitive or memory screens aren't as sensitive or as specific as we would like them to be.
But by asking patients to identify different scents infused in magic markers, researchers were able to diagnose them more accurately than by testing memory alone. Rolfe says catching someone's illness earlier helps families create a safer environment for the patient and a better care plan. His next goal is to shorten the smell assessment so that primary care doctors will be able to administer it during a normal 15-minute checkup. Anne Hoffman, WHYY News.